This is not just another How to Grow a Business podcast. Whether you're on the brink of entrepreneurship or a changemaker on the journey, it's time to turn your aspirations into real-life success. This is Startup 3. Hey, have you ever found yourself lost in your hobby, only to be pulled back by the thought of what if? What if your passion could be more than just a pastime? What if the thing that you love doing the most could also fuel your future, transforming every ounce of your enthusiasm into earnings? The leap from hobbyist to entrepreneur is less about taking a giant jump and more about stepping forward confidently with the right knowledge and guidance. So this video isn't about dreaming. It's about making those dreams a reality, a tangible reality. Now, from garages and basements to stages and screens, countless success stories started right where you are today. So whether you're crafting, whether you're coding, maybe you're cooking or creating, I'm going to give you four compelling proofs why your hobby could be the next big business. And make sure to stick around to the end because I have a bonus tip for you where I'm going to share with you 10 of the most profitable hobbies that people just like you have turned into businesses that you can start right now in 2024. Now, if you're new to my channel, this is Startup 3, your go-to guide for business tips and entrepreneurial advice during your first 3 years in business. Now, I'm Gary Smith. I'm a U.S. Army veteran. I'm a business and marketing adjunct professor, and I teach in the Graduate School of Business. I'm also an entrepreneur. Now, on this channel, I teach steps, action steps, strategies designed to help you launch, grow, and thrive during those first few years of business. So let's get into it. Proof number one, many successful businesses started as hobbies. Now, we know that. In fact, it's a truth that we've seen unfold time and time again as countless entrepreneurs have turned their personal passions into profitable ventures. Imagine transforming what you love doing in your free time into your full-time career. And this isn't just a dream. For many, it's become a rewarding reality. So why? Why have so many people turn their hobby into their hustle and their full-time business? Well, reason number one is passion drives work. When your business is centered around something that ignites your soul, work transforms. It ceases less to be mere duty, and it becomes a calling, right? It's the kind of job where you wake up excited every morning, where the challenges feel like puzzles to be solved rather than obstacles to be feared. Now, this intrinsic motivation is invaluable, not just for the joy it brings, but for the power to drive you through those tough times. Because when you care deeply about your work, you're more likely to invest that extra effort needed to overcome any hurdles and achieve long-term success. Reason number two is in-depth knowledge and skill. By that, I mean passion often leads to proficiency. If you're passionate about a hobby, chances are you spend countless hours, right, practicing, learning, perfecting your craft. And this deep dive into your hobby not only builds a solid foundation, but it also fosters an intimate understanding of the nuances, the complexities of your domain. And this expertise is a competitive advantage in the business world, allowing you to offer products and services with a level of authenticity and quality that I would say is hard to match. Reason number three is flexibility and innovation. Turning your hobby into a business often comes with a degree of freedom that's nearly impossible in traditional employment. Now, you have the liberty to design your own schedule, your own, choose your own projects, steer, you know, your ship in the direction that you want to go. And this significantly enhances the work-life balance, providing the freedom to adapt your business in ways that really align with your personal life and goals. Also, a business born out of passion is naturally inclined toward innovation, and a deep understanding and a genuine interest in your field will really enable you to anticipate those trends and adapt to changes quickly. In fact, your ability to innovate and evolve will help keep your business dynamic at the forefront of your industry. Now, if that's not enough evidence that gets you excited, let's take a look at proof number two, which says you don't need to fear starting small. Now, I realize that as you're considering transforming your hobby into your business, a common fear surfaces among many aspiring entrepreneurs, and that's the fear of starting small. Yet, it's in these humble beginnings that some of the most profound lessons and opportunities for growth are often found. So let me know in the comments below, is that something that has maybe held you back in the past? You know, put that in the comments below, post that below if you're worried about maybe starting small, because I'm going to give you three reasons why starting your entrepreneurial journey on a smaller scale and actually embracing this approach can be a tremendous advantage, and it can also lead you to success that you might not have imagined before. Number one is going to be risk management. The initial steps of bringing your passion to the marketplace can sometimes feel like you're navigating uncharted waters. But by starting small and then embracing a methodology that significantly mitigates this risk, and it allows you to really introduce your products and your services on a scale that's much more manageable. So it's not so financially risky. It also provides a real-world testing ground for your ideas, enabling you to kind of really gauge, you know, the market's response. It gives you minimal exposure. So should you encounter any problems, the smaller scale also ensures that you're both financially and the emotional impacts, those are contained. And this also makes it easier to pivot or adjust your business model in real time. And I would say this process of iteration is not just about avoiding pitfalls, but it's really a pathway to refining your vision into a more market-ready product or service. Hey, if you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to check out our YouTube channel, where you can watch this episode and all our videos at startup3.com. The three is spelled out. That's startup3.com. Now, reason number two is learning and adaptation. Starting small and cautiously allows you a front row seat to the intricacies of your market and the dynamics of your audience. Each step taken is rich with insights, and this close-knit learning process fosters an environment where adaptation, it becomes second nature. In other words, you're not just reacting, you're evolving. You know, in the military, we had a common saying, adapt and overcome. And in a landscape that changes, almost like the wind, your ability to swiftly respond to a customer, maybe give feedback or look at market trends, that can place you far ahead of your competitors who they might be bogged down by larger, inflexible operations. Now, reason number three, you don't need to fear starting small, is because you're building a strong foundation. And that's vital because as you transition from a hobby into a business, it's as much about building relationships as it is about crafting products or services. So starting small really affords you the luxury of laying down that solid foundation for your enterprise. It's an opportunity to foster meaningful connections with your customers, with your suppliers, even with your team members. In fact, these early bonds, they're really the bedrock of your business's culture and ethos, reflecting your vision and your values from the ground up. And, you know, a year from now, as your business expands, you'll look back and you'll realize these relationships and the culture that you've nurtured, they've really grown into invaluable assets, distinguishing your brand in a crowded market. So this approach allows you to really kind of weave your passion and the lessons that you've learned and the relationships that you've built into the very fabric of your business. This tends to create a resilient and adaptable and a deeply personal enterprise that stands the test of time. Now, if you still want more proof why you should move forward with turning your hobby into a business, let's look at proof number three, which is you can typically determine if your hobby is actually a viable business idea. So this is a common question that entrepreneurs and would-be business owners often contemplate, which is how do we ensure that our passion project, our hobby, actually holds the potential to be a viable business? And, you know, this is a reasonable question. It's a responsible question. In fact, the journey of discovery is not only about aligning with a business model, but also about identifying a unique value proposition that meets a specific need or maybe solves a problem for your target audience. So I'm going to teach you three practical approaches that can really help guide you through this process. Now, approach number one, conduct market research. This first step in this voyage of discovery is to immerse yourself in market research. Begin by examining the landscape of existing businesses that draw from the same well of passion as yours. You currently have access, I would say, to a treasure trove of resources. These are things like, you know, online forums, social media groups, product review sites, each echoing the voices and the opinions of potential customers. Dive deep into these conversations like a researcher. Here's what you want to do. You want to look for reoccurring complaints, maybe unaddressed needs or gaps that are in the market that your hobby could now uniquely fill. This phase is crucial. In fact, in one of the marketing grad courses I teach at the university, I have students go onto Amazon. I have them research a product that they think they want to create, and then I have them dive into the reviews until they find out where a need is not being served. Now, oftentimes, they'll find a product that has a reoccurring issue after reading through, well, hundreds, sometimes thousands of reviews, they're very committed, then they either create a product that solves that problem or they create a better version of the existing product. They make it better and then they take it to market. And you can apply that same technique, even if your business idea is like service-based, okay, not on Amazon, but within your own marketplace, because this critical groundwork, it really lays the foundation for you to carve out a niche so that you can move forward confidently from hobby into business. Now, approach number two, experiment and get feedback. Now, this involves bringing your product or service to life in a tangible form. So this could be manifest as maybe creating prototypes or beta versions of your idea. And the goal here is not perfection, but learning. Introduce your creation to maybe a select audience. How do they interact with it? What benefits do they derive? And what are their critiques, right? This phase is a dialogue phase, an exchange of ideas and feedback that can significantly really help you refine your understanding of how your hobby addresses specific problems or how it's going to enhance the lives of your future customers. It's here that your hobby will begin to show its true potential as a sustainable business venture. It's very exciting. Now, approach number three, analyze personal experiences and solutions. In other words, turn that lens on yourself, right? Reflect on your own journey with your hobby. Consider the obstacles that you've encountered, maybe the solutions that you've devised, and how your engagement with the hobby has evolved over time. Because your personal narrative, that's a goldmine of insight into common challenges and desires of those who share your same passion. Now, perhaps you've developed a novel technique, a unique product or a service that, well, maybe it could significantly benefit others within your hobby community. Let's see. Let me give you an example. If, let's say gardening is your passion, maybe you've innovated a composting method that yields remarkable results. Your journey and experience with trials and also triumphs, this can often illuminate a way forward to a viable business idea. And I would say by engaging in thorough market research, by experimenting, by gathering feedback, by drawing insights from your own experiences, you can often uncover whether your passion has a potential to actually blossom into a profitable business. Now, if you're still not convinced, right? If you're not sure, if maybe you still want more proof that turning your hobby into a hustle is the right thing for you at this time, here's proof number four. I think this is the most important one. And it's simply that you increase the chance of reaching your full potential. And the reason I think this is the most important one is because the step from hobbyist to entrepreneur, that's a leap that holds the power to really unlock unparalleled levels of personal and professional fulfillment. It's a path that not only promises the thrill of turning passion into profit, but it also has an amazing opportunity for you to really reach your full potential. And while I have several reasons to say that, I think you're only going to need two or three. Now, number one is freedom for decision-making power. Now, picture this. In a world where every decision, from the grand strategic shift to the specific daily tasks, is yours to make, this is the essence of entrepreneurship. And as a business owner, you're at the helm, right? You're navigating your venture through the vast seas of the market. And this autonomy, this freedom, it's not just about independence. It's a canvas for creativity, an arena for innovation, and a stage for implementing your unique vision. In fact, the freedom to really steer your business according to your own values, your own goals, that tends to ignite a sense of ownership and passion that's seldom found in traditional employment roles. Now, this type of freedom, it also fosters an environment where you're motivated to do things like explore, to create, to push those boundaries, propelling both your business and your personal growth to new heights in ways that right now is probably hard to imagine. Reason number two, personal and professional growth. The entrepreneurial journey is rich with lessons. Each challenge is a teacher, and every success is a milestone in your development. Running a business demands a multifaceted skill set. And each day might require you to switch roles from maybe marketer to product developer, from finance manager to customer service representative, right? This constant evolution really tends to push you out of your comfort zone, often catalyzing both your personal and your professional growth. And I promise you'll discover reservoirs of resilience and versatility within yourself that you might not have ever known existed before, because the path of entrepreneurship, is one of continuous learning. It's full of self-discovery, and it enables you to be a more capable and, I believe, a more insightful individual. Now, number three is financial rewards and lifestyle flexibility, because the entrepreneurial path is undoubtedly fraught with challenges. The potential rewards extend far beyond the financial. Yes, the prospect of earning in direct proportion to your business's success is a tantalizing one. I know that. I get that, right? It offers a level of financial freedom and opportunity that are usually unmatched by traditional employment. But perhaps more importantly, entrepreneurship grants you the flexibility to really design a lifestyle that aligns with your deepest values and goals in life. It's a commitment to living a life where your work reflects your passions, where your decisions shape your destiny, and where your growth is only limited by your own vision. So as you consider transforming your hobby into a business, remember that this journey, it's not just about arriving. It's about becoming the person that you were meant to be, reaching new heights that maybe you've only dared to imagine, and living a life with purpose, with passion, and with unparalleled potential. Now, as I promised, I have a bonus tip for you where I'm going to share with you 10 of the most profitable hobbies that people just like you have already begun turning into businesses in 2024. Now, I'm going to go through these pretty quick. Now, number one is crafting. The art of crafting, be it through creating jewelry, pottery, maybe textiles, this taps into a growing demand for handmade and unique items. Platforms like Etsy have revolutionized the marketplace for crafters, enabling artisans to reach a global audience. And this hobby turned business usually appeals to those seeking personal expression, both as creators and as consumers. Number two is art. The brushstrokes of an artist not only paint canvases, but also the outlines of profitable businesses, whether it's through painting, maybe sculpture, digital design. The world of art offers endless avenues for monetization, and artists are selling their creations at art fairs, at galleries, and of course online. And the option to create commissioned pieces adds a personalized touch that often expands income possibilities. Number three, photography. A hobby that captures moments can also capture markets. Now, photography, with its various niches, such as maybe weddings, portraits, commercial shoots, offers a lens through which many hobbyists have already turned this into profitable careers. Number four is writing. The pen, they say, is mightier than the sword, and in the realm of business, it carves out a niche all of its own. The digital landscape craves content, providing writers with endless variety and specialties to monetize. And this could be things like storytelling, copywriting, any number, really, of written projects. Number five is cooking or baking. Culinary holds a special place in the entrepreneurial world, catering to the universal love for food. So whether it's through running a catering service, maybe a food truck, or an online marketplace selling specialty goods, the kitchen can really be the heart of a profitable venture. The key ingredient, a passion for cooking and baking that translates into mouth-watering recipes. Number six is fitness and sports. Transforming a passion for fitness into a business model not only shapes bodies, but also financial futures. Becoming a personal trainer, opening a fitness center, or maybe launching online workout programs are just a few ways that you can turn your fitness hobby into a lucrative career. Number seven is gardening. Now, the seeds of gardening and that hobby can really grow into a flourishing business, from landscape services to the sale of plants and produce. The Green Thumb can cultivate a green flow of income. And if you enjoy gardening, you might also consider gardening design services and really tapping into that market of those wanting to beautify their outdoor spaces. Number eight is tech and gadgets. Now, if you're tech savvy, turning your hobby into a business could involve offering repair services, app development, or starting a digital platform to review gadgets. The rapid pace of technological advancements ensures a constant demand for this expertise. And in this area, you can also find it's going to be highly profitable, or at least it could be. Number nine is music. The universal language of music offers unlimited opportunities for monetization, from live performances and music lessons to even selling compositions or offering production services. In fact, the digital era has opened up many avenues for distribution and I would say marketing that allows musicians to now reach a global audience in record time. And number 10 is fashion and beauty. Now, this popular hobby turned hustle provides a canvas for entrepreneurs to really express their creativity, starting maybe a clothing line or opening a boutique, providing beauty services. These are all avenues through which those who have an affinity for fashion and beauty can be transformed into profitable businesses and digital platforms that will, they further extend these opportunities by allowing you to connect with a wider audience. That could be through a website or, of course, social media channels as well. Now, each of these hobbies carries with it the potential for a successful business venture. Given the right passion, the right planning, the right perseverance, of course, the journey from hobby to business is not without its challenges, but it is one that promises great rewards.
Hey, I hope today's show provided you with some new insights or a fresh perspective and some action steps that you can implement this week. And in case you're new here, what you just listened to was a podcast version of this week's YouTube video. So if you enjoyed our conversation today, I want to encourage you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can watch this episode and all our videos at startup3.com. The three is spelled out. That's startup3.com.